Financial aid director with Western New Mexico University, Honorina Franco, has seen rates in student loan default increase not steadily in the last 3 years, but drastically.
This last three-year official default rate, ours is 18.4. And before that, it was 2.9. So it went up quite a bit.
So it went from 2.9 to 18.4%?
Yes, sir.
What would you attribute that to?
I say it's the economy, and, you know, students aren't able to find jobs, or they're finding jobs that they're not making enough money to actually pay off, you know, what they owe, or, you know, or have their monthly capability to pay what their bills are.
Teaching students money management skills is one way Franco hopes will help decrease defaults.
What we're starting to do is we are starting to have one-on-one counseling with the students. For instance, our freshmen that are coming in, we're trying to educate them, let them know that, you know, this is a loan and they have to look into the future and make wise decisions on how much they're going to be borrowing, if they really need the maximum of loan that is being offered to them, or do they only need a percentage. We're trying to educate them, let them know that, you know, after they're done with their education, they will have this debt to pay off. So we're trying to educate them more now, because the students that are going into default are students that are no longer here.
And to target students who drop out, Franco says WNMU is looking to partner with companies to reach out to these students to bring default rates down. But, she adds, with the continuing state of the economy, students may still not have the jobs or financial resources to pay off their student loans. All she can hope for is that the education programs in place will encourage students to only borrow what they need and to stay in touch with borrowers after they leave school. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.